This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Have you noticed that people are not at their best in crowds? It's as if every survival of the fittest primordial instinct comes out to obliterate thousands of years of civilization. Add to that the zeal of the aggressive pre- and post-holiday shopper, and you have all the ingredients of serious incivility. My wife's a highly skilled shopper. She has strategies on where to park and how to find the fastest moving line. But what I admire most is her resolve not to let the mob mentality get her down. In fact, this is her good attitude Olympics. She tries to prepare me. Some clerks, she says, will be slow and uninformed, uncaring, and sometimes downright rude. What are you going to do? You could say nothing and sulk about what a jerk the person is. You could be nasty and demanding back, or you could just complain to the management. But don't do any of that, she says. She instructs me to be kind and understanding in an effort to make his or her day better. A simple, "This must be a crazy time," or "I bet you've had a really long day," will probably soften the attitude significantly. Besides, she adds, you won't ruin your shopping experience, and if you succeed in cheering up the clerk, you'll do a good deed of preventing the other customers from encountering grumpy service. When you choose to be cheerful and kind, chances are it will rub off on those around you. 'Tis the season to be jolly, even to grumpy store clerks. This is Michael Josephson, reminding you that character counts.